Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. And we are concluding this series that we've done, and we're talking about the making faith strong and effective. By the way, if you would like to get tapes of all these broadcasts, you can give us a call, and we certainly will make them available to you. We will put probably about 5 or 6 broadcasts on each tape. We sell our tapes for $2 each, very inexpensive. So if you are interested, please give us a call and we can put that together for you so that you can have this whole series of tapes, praise God. Making faith strong and effective. In the previous broadcast, we mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 2:13 that we are to receive the Word and the Word works in you effectually as you believe. Remember, we need to hear the Word of God and that brings forth faith. And we need to let the communication of our faith become effectual, active, and powerful by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in us in Christ Jesus. We need to declare the Word of God, declare who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, and communicate or share our faith. It's going to release the power of God, and it will be effective as you speak it forth. We saw 1 Thessalonians 5:8, where the Bible says we're to keep faith as a breastplate. A breastplate covers your heart. And remember, the words written in your heart producing faith, and it's written in your mind producing hope. You need to keep your heart with all diligence and not let the enemy get into it. A third principle that we brought forth for making faith strong and effective, Romans 15:13, that we are to abound in hope. The God of hope will fill us with all joy and peace in believing that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And this happens when we receive and believe the Word and maintain that attitude of believing the Word and not letting ourselves ever get to the place of hopelessness. It doesn't matter what circumstances are. You must believe the Word of God. Romans 4:18, Abraham, against any hope or confident expectancy, believed in hope. You must always believe in hope or the confident expectancy of God's Word. Remember, hope is the anchor of your soul. We saw another principle in Hebrews 4:2, where it talked about the fact that the Word preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in those that heard it. Remember, when you hear the Word, it brings faith to you. But you must take that faith that comes from the Word sown in your heart and mix it with your own spirit of faith. You mix it with your own spirit of faith when you believe it and confess it. Remember, the Bible says that when we believe, 2 Corinthians 4:13, therefore we speak. Where the spirit of faith works on this wise, that we believe and then we speak or act upon God's Word. So this is important. If your faith is going to be strong and effective, what you hear, you're going to have to mix that with your spirit of faith as you act upon it. Remember, your spirit of faith is the spirit of Jesus Christ, His faith that you operate in. Also, Hebrews 10:23, we saw the scripture where the fact that we are to release our faith by the confession of our hope, praise God. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our hope, literally it says, without wavering. Knowing that He is faithful, it's promised. Now, He's going to bring it to pass. And so you're going to release your faith by confessing the Word, which is your hope. The confession of your hope, the confession of the Word, is the release of your faith. How long do we do it? We do it continually. Hebrews 4:14, we hold fast our confession. And hold fast is in the present tense, denoting continuous repeated action, so you're continually releasing it. Now, at the conclusion of the last broadcast, we were talking about Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, Jesus came up and found a fig tree that did not, that he cursed, and he spoke forth to it, the fig tree having leaves. He says he was seen that to have leaves, and here it turned out that he found nothing but leaves, didn't have any fruit on it. The time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it in verse 14, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. What did he do? He spoke a negative statement to it. He spoke some words that cursed that tree. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedest is withered away. That shows you the fact that words have power. And we need to speak what God wants us to speak. Well, when Jesus spoke to this thing, he actually cursed it. And it did something when it was spoken. It didn't have any evidence initially. They didn't see any change in it. But the following morning, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That shows you that the words hit the unseen roots. And this is a type in the spirit of when we speak forth God's word against the enemies, we're going to hit the unseen root problem. And this is important. When you're speaking the word and you're coming against the works of the devil, to make your faith strong and effective, you must realize you're hitting the unseen root problem. Don't get your eyes on the natural. If your eyes are on the natural and you're always looking for change in the natural, you're not realizing what's going on. You're dealing with spiritual problems. You're dealing with a spiritual enemy. And you're going to hit unseen roots, which are the demonic strongholds of the enemy. You're going to hit the unseen root problem that the enemy has brought. And as you speak to that mountain or speak to that problem and command it to be removed, you are striking the unseen root. And then the change will come. Notice it came at a later time. The change will come. We see this in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. He says that you're to say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. Notice you can't doubt. If you doubt or differ in your heart from what you're saying with your mouth, you're not going to see your mountain be removed. And so you're going to be speaking to your mountain to make your faith strong and effective. And another thing, this particular word saith, the third word for saith, say or saith in this particular verse is in the present tense. It says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what do you say? You tell it what to do. Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. You'd say to sickness, be removed from my body. You'd say to poverty, command you to go from my finances. And shall not doubt in his heart or differ in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith. That word saith is in the present tense, denoting that you say and continue to say shall come to pass. If you believe that those things which you say and continue to say, what are you continuing to say? You're continuing to speak to that mountain continuously to be removed until it's gone. There's been a lot of confusion out there among many people about how you speak. Do I just speak one time? If I speak more than one time, am I in doubt and unbelief? No, if you speak continually in faith, you're continually applying your faith against the mountain till you see it be removed. If you apply your faith against something, you continually are to apply it until the problem is removed. Praise God. And that's exactly what this is teaching. And then you'll have whatsoever you say. Then in verse 24, talking about the prayer of faith, it says this, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. The word receives in the present tense. And the word believe and receive are also in the present tense. Pray is also a present tense participle. And it's important to realize that when you pray a prayer of faith, you also do that continuously. Because you are going to believe that you take hold. That's what the word receive means in the Greek. Believe that you take hold of the promise of God. And you continually declare that, that you're thanking God, that you believe you take hold of the promise of God, and that it's coming to pass in your life. So you pray a prayer of faith continuously declaring what God is doing for you now. That's another thing. It's important to make your faith strong and effective. The continuous application of faith is essential if you're going to see your faith produce results and bring the victory or the promise of God into manifestation in your life. 1 Corinthians 2:5 brings another principle, that your faith is to be in the power of God. He says, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Faith releases power. The power is in the Word of God. So you need to expect the power to flow. You need to believe that the power of God is flowing forth because you have spoken forth the Word of God. God's Word has the power within it. Remember, it's alive. It's full of power. Praise God. In fact, we are kept by the power of God through faith. 1 Peter 1:5. And because you speak forth the Word, you're releasing the power of God through your faith, and that's what's going to keep you, protect you, and bring forth the promises in your life. Also remember, if your faith's going to become strong and effective, you've got to continually apply it, and remember your faith is your servant. Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith, or cause our faith to grow strong. The Lord told them exactly what to do. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, and we do, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Otherwise, if you're going to cause your faith to grow strong, Take that seed of faith and apply it. Apply it by speaking forth words to release it. And speak it against this mountain or whatever the problem is and command it to be removed. He said, be plucked up by the root. Remember, you're speaking at the unseen root problem and you're commanding it to be removed. And this is what will produce for you. Remember your faith, your servant. And you are going to put your servant to work, praise God, and it will move your mountain. Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. This is another thing that's important. You must realize that faith is a work. In fact, this verse says that without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope. Faith is a work. Love is a labor, and hope is that of patience, or that means steadfastness. You need to be steadfast in your hope, in the mind, with the Word of God, the hope, the anchor of your soul. Love is a labor that you minister out to other people. Faith is a work, and you need to learn to work your faith. You work your faith, releasing the power of God as you speak it forth or act upon it in your life. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. He was praying for them, and he said that he prayed always for them that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Notice that, the work of faith with power. We are to work our faith. And how do you work your faith? By applying it, by releasing it. Your faith is your servant, remember, and you are to work your faith and apply it. Remember Philippians 2, verse 12? Where it says that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. How do we work out our own salvation? Through our faith. It's impossible to please Him without faith. We work out our own salvation by doing what the Word says, believing the Word, speaking it, releasing our faith, acting upon it, and as we work our faith, that is going to bring the manifestation of the promises of God in your life. And this is so important. If you'll take these principles and apply them, if you'll receive the Word, keep the Word in your heart, and abound in hope, and mix the Word preached with your spirit of faith, and continue releasing it, hitting the unseen root problem, and speak to that mountain continually, and pray that prayer of faith continually, knowing that your faith is in the power of God, and it's your servant, you're going to apply it continually, and work your faith, you're going to see it be strong and effective. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.